important industry is what we do, and it's why U.S. Farm Report has been on the air for nearly 50 years. I invite you to join us every weekend for U.S. Farm Report, a timely, trusted tradition.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Progressive knows finding your new home was a dream come true. You wanted a colonial with high ceilings, hardwood floors, and a peaceful neighborhood. And you found it. Now, every Saturday at 6 a.m., you get to wake to the sound of your neighbor's leaf blower. Progressive can't save you from your noisy neighbors, but we can save you money when you bundle your home and auto with us. Get a quote at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
You're listening to WRDN, 1430 AM, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM at Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The White House today announcing President Trump plans to impose 25% tariffs starting tomorrow on goods from Mexico and Canada and 10% on China. Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt.
For the illegal fentanyl that they have sourced and allowed to distribute into our country.
Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says Canada will respond and also pushed back on those allegations.
Now, let me reiterate it. Our border is safe and secure. And less than 1% of fentanyl and illegal crossings into the United States come from Canada.
Mexico's president says they have plans ready if the U.S. moves forward with the tariffs, costs that could end up being passed along to consumers. Washington, D.C. fire crews say they have recovered 41 bodies from the Potomac River and expect to recover all 67 who are presumed dead after that mid-air collision of the American Eagle jet and military helicopter. Salvage crews could begin work tomorrow. This is ABC News. A judge today heard arguments over whether the mother of Michigan high school shooter Ethan Crumbley should get a new trial or have her conviction overturned. Jennifer Crumbley was found guilty of 4 counts of involuntary manslaughter in connection to that shooting. ABC News legal contributor and trial attorney Brian Buckmeyer.
If the judge grants the motion for the defense that there should be a new trial, and that's a very high standard to reach, because both the defense would have to prove that there was an error and not to turning over this information, and that it was not harmless, in that it would have actually had an effect on the trial. And if that happens, there could be a new trial, a dismissal of this conviction.
Jennifer Crumbley's husband, James Crumbley, was convicted on the same charges. They were each sentenced to 10 to 15 years in prison. 5 years ago today, U.S. health officials declared a public health emergency over coronavirus. More than 7 million worldwide died from the virus. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Taxes was waiting around for your taxes to be done, which led to worrying about not getting any money back. Now Taxes is matching with a TurboTax expert who can do your taxes in a day to get you up to $4,000 fast with a refund advance loan. Now this is Taxes. Intuit TurboTax. Get an expert now on TurboTax.com. Expert filing only available with TurboTax Live Full Service. Refund advance has $0 loan fees and 0% APR. Refund advance loans may be issued by First Century Bank N.A. or Web Bank. Terms apply, subject to approval.
Robinhood Gold members can now enjoy the VIP treatment, receiving a 3% IRA match on annual retirement contributions. With Robinhood Gold, the perks of the high net worth are now available for any net worth. The new gold standard is here with Robinhood Gold. To receive a 3% boost on annual IRA contributions, sign up at Robinhood.com/gold.
Investing involves risk. 3% match requires Robinhood Gold $5 a month for 1 year from first match. Must keep funds in IRA for 5 years. Go to Robinhood.com/boost. Robinhood Financial LLC member SIPC. Gold membership is offered by Robinhood Gold LLC.
Wisconsin Radio Network News, I'm Tad Ayler. Wisconsin Democratic Party Chair Ben Winkler picks up another endorsement to lead the Democratic National Committee. Former Speaker Nancy Pelosi has joined the growing list of Democrats to back Winkler to serve as DNC chair. Former Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer has endorsed Winkler, as have several Democratic governors. Pelosi says Winkler is the candidate best suited to lead to a stronger DNC and many Democratic victories. Winkler's challengers include former Maryland Governor Martin O'Malley, Minnesota State Party Chair Ken Martin, and Senator Bernie Sanders' former campaign manager Faiz Shakir. The DNC election takes place Saturday. A man accused of killing his two children in central Wisconsin last summer will go to trial.
Victor Manuel Gomez Acosta waived his right to a preliminary hearing on Wednesday before changing his plea to not guilty because of mental disease or defect. A judge then bound him over for trial. No trial dates were immediately set. The 30-year-old is accused of stabbing his children in their Abbotsford trailer home last summer. Investigators say he then stabbed his wife, who required surgery but survived the attack. He was treated and booked into the Clark County Jail, where he is being held on a $1 million bond. He was previously deemed incompetent for trial, but as of December 18th, officials say he can aid in his defense. Tom Schumacher, Wisconsin Radio Network.
The Goodyear blimp celebrates its 100th birthday in 2025, and to mark that occasion, the tire maker announced Wednesday that two of those airships will be a part of the 2025 EAA Air Venture Oshkosh. A release says the blimps will take part in flying activities during the afternoon and night air shows, and one will be parked near the EAA Aviation Museum during the duration of the event. Goodyear has sent the blimps to the Oshkosh Gathering for over 50 years. The 72nd fly-in convention is scheduled for July 21st through the 27th at Whitman Regional Airport.
At AdMed Health, we believe wholeness isn't any one field. It's all of them. Laughter to tears and everything in between. So let your hearts overflow. Let your spirits dare to hope. And let the sun shine through. May you always live in wonder, wondering at this life. And never, ever stop reaching for what makes you feel whole. Learn more at adventhealth.com/human spirit.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlau. Bright, beautiful, and still mild today with highs soaring to the low 40s. While it may be cooler than yesterday, it's still well above average. And heads up, we have snow moving in tomorrow afternoon. It'll be light, less than a half an inch, and it could flip to a wintry mix and rain by Saturday night. Grandpa's barbecue sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Currently, it's 42.
Produced by Farm and Ranch Media. Now, here's your host, Jesse Allen.
Welcome in. Good to be with you here for another episode of AOA, Agriculture of America. Jesse Allen with you as we get ready to dive in over the next hour to a few different topics here on the show as we close out the month of January and head into the month of February. We're going to talk markets in just a moment with Jeff French from Ag Hedgers. Plenty of news headlines and more to watch in this market trade as we move into a new month. So we'll dive into that here in just a moment. In segment two, we're going to talk with the president of the North Dakota Soybean Growers, Justin Sherlock, talk about some of his recent testimony in their state legislature, some of the things they are watching here in 2025. Also talk on a national level, farm bill, etc. And we're going to get a preview of the Northern Corn Soy Expo that is coming up here this coming Tuesday in Fargo, North Dakota. So going to talk to Justin here in just a little bit. After the bottom of the hour in segment three, we are going to take a look at the energy sector. We've seen various executive orders on energy from President Donald Trump. There's also the talk of tariffs here on Canada and Mexico over the weekend. Could that include oil and more? We're going to hear from David Holt. He's the president of Consumer Energy Alliance. We're going to dive into those topics and more coming up here in segment three. Then we'll take a look at Ag News headlines to close out today's show. Let's get a look at what's happening in the markets. Got a little bit of red on the screen in the grains and oil seeds on Friday. Mixed action in the livestock trade. Joining us now, Jeff French with Ag Hedgers. Jeff, welcome back to AOA. It's good to talk with you again. How are you?
Good morning, Jesse, and to all the listeners out there.
Well, give us your rundown here of what we're watching on the grain markets. I would immediately think that end of the month positioning is maybe at play here on Friday, and then two, all the tariff talk and more potentially over the weekend that we could see. Those seem to me like maybe the two biggest things at play. Is that the case, or what are you watching in the grain markets, Jeff?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's you got it right there. It's the final trading day of January. But also, we got off to a negative tone last night with corn gapping lower. President Trump held kind of an impromptu press conference in the Oval Office, and he did state that tariffs on Canada and Mexico will begin February 1st at 25%. Now, we don't really have the details. Does it include oil? Does it include cattle? So we have some question marks. We'll get some answers over the weekend. But, you know, with the market of where we've come, I mean, especially this corn, I mean, corn has been trending higher really for about three and a half months and got up there to $4.97, right below $5. So a little profit taking. You have a big fund position. They're long 320,000 to 350,000 contracts of corn. So how bullish do they want to be if potentially they throw on tariffs? And the question is, what are the retaliatory tariffs from Canada and Mexico going to be like? Or do these countries cave? So there's a lot of questions out there. There's a lot of uncertainty. So we got lower markets on just the uncertainty out there. What we are watching right now in March corn, if March corn closes below 480.5, that would be an outside down weekly close, which is a strong technical signal for a reversal in trend, and the trend's been straight up. So the only positive I got here right now is the feeder cattle are higher across the board. Obviously, we import a massive amount of number of Canada and Mexico feeder cattle. If you make them 25% more expensive, that is bullish on the domestic supply of feeder cattle.
Well, and let's lean in a little more on this cattle complex. We've been red hot cash futures. Futures have taken a bit of a break here until we got into Friday. You mentioned feeders higher, but I know cash again higher here this week, 6 to 7 higher in the south, a couple bucks higher in the north. I mean, just as you look at this cattle market as a whole, it doesn't seem like the fundamentals, for the most part, have necessarily changed. It just seems like we want to continue to work our way higher.
No, they haven't changed. I think, you know, the futures, this is just simple profit taking here before the end of the month and then end before the cattle inventory report, which will be reported after the close. The only number that matters in that report, I mean, numbers are tight, we all know that, but the only numbers are the replacement heifers kept back for breeding, especially the beef heifers. That will be closely watched. The trade is expecting a 1.5% increase over last year. So that is the number that I'll be looking at. But again, 1% more heifers, I mean, you're still 3 to 4 years out before that heifer's baby comes into the marketplace. So this market, again, though, these markets can change very quickly on just perception. And if high tariffs are placed on U.S. pork out of Mexico, and the hogs really take a sell-off, they potentially could pull the cattle lower just on a perception-wise. So all-time high prices, can't stress it enough to protect these prices with some put options or some LRP in the cattle.
Talking with Jeff French from Ag Hedgers, and with those tariffs too, I know the Mexican side, the potential retaliatory tariffs, you mentioned pork, cheese, apples, grapes, potatoes, cranberries, bourbon whiskey, manufactured steel and aluminum. That's some of what the Mexican president has said could be on the table here. I guess to your last point, and I think this goes for grains and livestock right now, Jeff, just managing the risk with all the potential volatility that's out there. We've seen some decent price levels. We've seen them met with some farmers selling. It comes down to good old risk management, doesn't it?
Well, I mean, that's what we stress here. I mean, just lay off the risk. You do not have to carry all that risk into the bin. I mean, if you're sitting on bushels in the bin that are unpriced, you should have that locked in with some put options in case this price moves lower over the next couple of months. And fundamentally, we have some better forecasts for rain in Argentina right now in the next three-week forecast. So we are going into prime soybean harvest in Brazil right now. Here in the next 6 weeks, there is going to be a tremendous amount of beans harvested. So where do those beans go on to the world market? So yes, we are well off the lows. It's not great, but it is less worse than where we were the last couple of months.
Jeff, we got about a minute here. Anything finally you'd reiterate to folks? Any other markets you're paying attention to here as we close out January?
Well, you know, we look at all the outside markets. Gold right now is making a new all-time high, $2,859 an ounce. You had the Fed announcement this week with interest rates that they will not be cutting interest rates. They will be going on to a pause. Obviously, that affects everybody in our business with the capital investment that we have to do to produce these crops and to produce these protein complex. So that's what we're tracking right now. But again, you look at corn and beans, we've been on an uptrend here for the last couple of months. This week has definitely paused that. Where do we go? How long do these tariffs last? Do these countries cave in 2 days or do they cave in 2 months? That's the questions we don't know. And as long as those questions go unanswered, the longer they go, the more uncertainty here in this market, which could produce longer sell-off.
Jeff French, Ag Hedgers, always appreciate it. Thanks for joining us on AOA today, Jeff.
Thank you very much, Jesse.
Got to remember that risk and loss of trading futures and options can be substantial as well. Coming up next, we're going to talk with Justin Sherlock, the president of the North Dakota Soybean Growers, here on AOA. Are you heading to NCBA in San Antonio? On Wednesday, February 5th, stop by Novo Nessus Booth 2251 for some exciting live radio. AOA will be broadcasting live from 9 to 10 a.m. We will be highlighting how research-proven probiotics support the normal development and productivity of cattle, as well as more about world-leading biosolutions from Novo Nessus, formerly Christian Hansen. Also on Thursday at 11:30 in the Learning Lounge, I will be hosting a Novo Nessus panel. We'll see you in San Antonio.
By the time you're done listening to this ad, nearly a dump truck's worth of plastic will have made it into the ocean. Plastic has become a useful part of our everyday lives, but it's polluting the air, water, and soil that all life needs to survive. This is a human problem that can be solved with human action, but it's going to take all of us, from individuals, to businesses, to governments, and everyone in between. Help create a cleaner future for both people and nature. Visit wwf.earth/plastics.
A careless driver can change your life in an instant. Do you know what to do or who to call? If you've been injured in a motor vehicle accident and don't have an attorney, call Auto Accident Help Desk for a free consultation. We can answer all of your questions and estimate the potential value of your case. Call Auto Accident Help Desk and connect with an expert personal injury attorney.
Call 800-880-1344. 800-880-1344.
Don't worry how to handle your medical bills, lost wages, and pain. We will get you the money you deserve.
They got me way more than the insurance company offered.
The consultation is free, and you don't pay any legal fees unless we win or settle your case. Make the smart call if you've been injured in an auto accident. Call Auto Accident Help Desk for a free legal consultation.
Call 800-880-1344. 800-880-1344. 800-880-1344.
Auto accident help. Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. NMLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
Every tractor owner knows that support and service after the sale is what makes a good tractor company great. That's what you can count on from LS Tractor. An extensive dealer network gives you convenient access to genuine LS Tractor factory parts and factory trained technicians, keeping you in the tractor, not in the waiting room. Schedule your service with Synergy Co-op, your LS Tractor certified service center. LS Tractor, simply more.
Customer owned, community minded, Synergy Co-op.
Information America's farmers and ranchers need. AOA. Now, back to Jesse Allen.
And welcome back to the program. Joining us now, we are having a conversation with the president of the North Dakota Soybean Growers Association. Justin Sherlock is with us here today. Justin, it is good to connect with you. Hope all is well.
Yeah, doing good. Enjoying this warm weather we're having this week compared to last week. So we'll
we'll take it while we can.
I was going to say, temperatures, after such an Arctic chill, we got a nice warm up above normal across parts of the Northern Plains in the Midwest, and I know folks are not complaining one bit, that is for sure. Well, hey, good to connect with you here today. I want to start, I know you've been testifying at the North Dakota legislative session. There has been some interesting bills in consideration in terms of effects on agriculture, the state of North Dakota, et cetera. So just get folks up to speed on what has been going on and what you've been talking about in front of the legislature.
Yeah, well, you know, it's North Dakota with our biannual legislative sessions. It always gets interesting trying to get all these bills done in such a short little period, especially with crossover and stuff. So, Soybean Growers Association, along with all the ag groups, we've been really busy in Bismarck following a lot of bills. Some of the main things that we kind of track in North Dakota at the state level, especially are, roads, infrastructure. Some stuff relating to pesticide regulations. And obviously this year, the big topic is property tax reform. So, we've been out there a lot monitoring. We have a great individual, Peril Grossman, is out there. He's our guy in Bismarck. And he's out there watching these bills. He's at the Capitol multiple times a week or almost every day this time of year, it seems like, meeting with legislators, listening in on testimony and hearings for bills. So, I've been out there a few times along with several of my other board members. We've really tried to keep tabs on stuff. Some of the main things we've been watching are especially around roads. There's several bills that are looking at how can we get some funding to our townships. So that's one thing we've really been supportive of, provided testimony saying, yeah, our township roads, we just need some funds to help get some gravel. We know we can't fix them all up and do everything overnight, but we got to work on starting to try and keep these gravel roads in shape for all of our commodities to move. So, and then, like I say, the other big thing, there's lots of stuff, but the other big one is just property tax reform. There's lots of proposals out there. There's a lot of different bills with different proposals and solutions. So we're working closely to monitor those and kind of see where the chips fall and, make sure that agriculture is represented and that we have a voice at the table when those discussions are being had.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, I know beyond looking at state level issues, of course, you guys follow national issues. We all do. And things like a farm bill and potential of tariff threats and 45Z. There's been a lot of news headlines here really to start the year, Justin, that's impacting agriculture on a national level. What are some of those things that you guys are paying attention to at the soybean growers?
Yeah, there's no shortage of issues to keep us busy at the out in Washington D.C. thankfully we have several of our board members are directors with the American Soybean Association at ASA, and ASA has great staff. They're out there full time monitoring this stuff. We have a new administration, so obviously there's been lots of executive orders, lots of changes, talk about trade issues, talk about tariffs, talk about 45Z, the biofuels, where are those things going to land with a new administration? And a lot of that, we just don't know yet. We know in the previous Trump administration that President Trump was very friendly to agriculture, very pro-agriculture. So we're hopeful that continues. But, we also know that there are challenges. They want to reduce deficits and tackle the budget issues. So they want to address trade issues. And obviously, agriculture without trade, we're going to really be hurting again. So we're monitoring all that, but we're hopeful that we can continue to work with this administration closely and go forward. And on the biofuels, I think there's a good balance. This is America. I mean, I think all of the above for energy. We can do petroleum, we can do biofuels, we can do electrical vehicles. If we put our mind to it, we can do anything. So I think we can figure out the solution and the mix for how these things should work out. And we're going to be there every day. We're obviously a farm bill too. That's a big one. We're hoping to get some traction and moving again soon. There are some discussions and debates already going to get that moving. So I think in the coming weeks and months, you'll see farm bill movement start a little bit. I'm hoping we can get one done sooner than later, but at least we have a one-year extension again to try and get us through. And we've got some, disaster assistance and economic assistance coming in the next few weeks to months. So that was already previously approved. So hopefully we keep things moving. And but we're out there making sure farmers are represented and tackling the issues as needed.
We are having a conversation with Justin Sherlock. He's the president of the North Dakota Soybean Growers Association. And Justin, I know many of these issues, state level, national level, and much, much more, are going to be talked about at the Northern Corn Soy Expo. That is just a couple days away here, coming up on February 4th. That is this coming Tuesday at the Red River Valley Fairgrounds there in West Fargo. Obviously, Corn Soy Expo, this is such a great event for producers in North Dakota and even surrounding states as well. Talk about this year's expo and some of the highlights that folks can look forward to on Tuesday.
Yeah, it's a great show. A lot of times you have to travel to go listen to speakers at some of these big kind of conferences. I mean, here it's right in Fargo. So, you just got to make the short little jaunt to Fargo and, there's free registration. Anybody that wants to attend, just go to northerncornsoyexpo.com. And you can sign up for free. You're going to get free breakfast, free lunch, and then hear from speakers. We've got some great speakers. We're going to talk about geopolitics. We've got some folks from Delta Airlines are coming to talk about SAF, a sustainable aviation fuel. We got folks coming to talk about the future of biofuels. We've got people from John Deere and CNH coming to talk about the future of agriculture equipment. So, we've got some really great big people coming that are going to be able to give perspectives that you don't normally hear right in North Dakota. So, and then the other big part is, you can, we're having our annual meetings, both corn and soybean growers associations have their annual meetings. And you'll also be able to meet with the council folks to talk about how your checkoff dollars are being used. So it's just a great opportunity to come and see, what is being done on your behalf in Washington and around the country and hear from some great speakers. So, and it's, again, it's free. So come and sign up and register. And we'd love to see you there. A lot of vendors too, budgets are tight right now for farmers. So I think, this is a great opportunity for you to come meet with some different vendors and talk about how can you stretch that dollar and make that dollar go a little further on your operation. So, we really want you to be able to network with people, and moving to the Butler Arena really it's been a great move. We were there last year. It really allows for, I think it's a really great experience. It's just everyone's kind of in one area there, and it just allows a lot more visiting in between sessions and stuff. It's a really great show. I just encourage anyone to attend if you can.
And so, I would agree with you there as well. Moving to that Butler Arena area and just having everything together, it really works out well. And I know you mentioned a few of the different speakers, and just kind of circling back to some of the points that you made earlier. I mean, everything from SAF and biofuels conversations to, I know there's a lot of talk around the farm machinery side and things like right to repair and more, and just ag tech as a whole, markets, weather. So again, to your point, a lot of great topics here. And really too, I would say this as well, Justin, a lot of chance for folks to just connect and have conversations over coffee, over breakfast, lunch, etc. A lot of those side conversations at events like this can always be fun too, right?
Yeah, it's really important to do that. If I'm 37, and if you're, a lot of your listeners are like me, we grew up with our small town cafes still being there and stuff, being able to have these conversations over morning coffee, and I miss that. We've lost a lot of our small cafes and coffee chats. So this is just a chance to network with your fellow producers, industry folks, vendors, and have those conversations. And it's just really great. I think, plus if a lot of your fellow listeners are like me, the elevators all seem to be full of grain. So maybe, and with it being cold next week, sounds like again on Tuesday, it's a great day to say, you know what, I'm going to go to Fargo instead. So come on down and take a little time and do some, get some education, learn from some folks, and just network. So
it's going to be a great time. Again, you can find details, northerncornsoyexpo.com. It's Tuesday, February 4th there in Fargo. And of course, as well, you could find details and stay up to date on issues with the North Dakota Soybean Growers Association, ndsoygrowers.com. With that, their president, Justin Sherlock. Justin, appreciate you joining us here today on the show, and we'll look forward to talking to you again soon.
Thanks much. You have a great day too.
All right, coming up next here on AOA, of course, we've seen a lot of executive orders here with the Trump administration taking office, and we've seen emergency orders and declarations relating to energy. We're going to talk about those, take a look at energy costs as a whole, and get perspective from David Holt, president of Consumer Energy Alliance. He'll join us next on AOA, Agriculture of America.
We've been fighting the war on drugs for a long time. We answer the phone 24/7, 365 days a year. On a busy night, we answer hundreds of calls. This war on drugs needs our intervention.
Since 2014, Addiction Hope and Helpline has helped people struggling with drugs and alcohol.
When the phone rings, we help people when they need it the most. When we get a caller into treatment, it feels good. It's a blessing.
If you're struggling, drinking, using, and need to get clean, don't suffer alone in silence. Call Addiction Hope and Helpline.
Our people understand, and many are also in recovery. Call for support and strength. You can call for someone who can't or isn't willing. It's an act of love. Together we can help you beat this thing and erase addiction from your vocabulary once and for all.
Call 800-320-1993. That's 800-320-1993. 800-320-1993.
Attention all egg producers. It's the 2025 Chippewa Valley Egg Conference Thursday, February 20th from 9 to 3:30 at Florian Gardens, Eau Claire. This full-day event presented by Security Financial Bank features a keynote address by ag strategist Doug Johnson, breakout sessions on tax planning, dairy market updates, and more, plus a panel discussion on modern ag challenges and opportunities. Registration is $30 and includes lunch. Register by February 13th. Visit sfbank.com for registration information. SFB, member FDIC.
Double-digit losses in the milk markets with this WRDN market update. I'm Brian Winnekins. At the Mercantile Exchange, February milk down 48 to 1994, March down 65 to 1936, April down 53 to 1925, May milk down 47 to 1916. Meanwhile, live and feeder cattle markets mostly higher due to strength in the cash cattle markets, $6 to $7 higher in the south, $2 higher in the north. Higher box beef prices supported live and feeder cattle. Hog markets mostly lower after reports that the tariffs against Canada and Mexico would be delayed for a month were denied by the White House. February live cattle up 12 cents to 204.60. March feeder cattle up 252 to 275.72. And February hogs down 20 cents to 84.17. Corn, soybeans, and wheat all mostly lower again after the White House came out to deny a report that the tariffs against Canada and Mexico would be delayed until March 1st. White House says saying that they would go into effect on February 1st. March corn down 8 1/4 to 4.82. New crop down 4 to 4.60 1/4. March beans down 2 to 10.42. And new crop down 2.5 to 10.51. March wheat in Chicago down 7 to 5.59 1/2. May down 6 3/4 to 5.72 1/4. With markets, I'm Brian Winnekins.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built. Built on service.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit Wisconsin Soybean.
Informing America's farmers and ranchers, AOA. Now back to Jesse Allen.
And thanks for sticking with us here as we continue on AOA. Well, there's been a lot of executive orders that have come out of the White House here in the last several days, and there's been plenty of focus on energy with executive orders and just the overall rhetoric from the Trump administration. We want to take a look at what some of the impacts are here on the energy sector. There's also the talk of tariffs here over the weekend. Could it impact oil potentially from Canada and others? There's a lot going on. We want to dive in here just a little bit and talk about the energy sector as a whole. Joining us now, he is the president of the Consumer Energy Alliance, David Holt. David, welcome to AOA. It is great to have you on the show. Hope all is well.
Good to be here, Jesse. Thank you.
Well, why don't we just start, and can you give us some of your, I guess, kind of broad stroke thoughts here? I know we had the emergency declaration on energy. That was one of the immediate executive orders. I mentioned we got all the tariff talk coming up, et cetera. So 1,000-foot view this for us. What is kind of the outlook here on American energy as we close out the month of January?
You know, great question. All right. The high level is, I think, the executive order on energy declaring a national emergency is really designed to hit two things. One, you know, we've all been hitting our pocketbook by higher energy prices, higher gasoline, diesel, electricity prices, and no one's been hit harder than the farming community. So what can the federal government do through executive action to help lower energy costs, lower electricity costs? We've already seen a little bit of relief from gasoline and diesel, but what else can we do to really drive home the price reduction in energy? And then longer term, we're going to have a significant increase in the need for more power generation for electricity. AI and data centers and Bitcoin and this AI revolution, you know, that's been in the news a lot the last 2 weeks. We're going to double, if not more than double, in certain regions of the country, our need for more power. And that really means we need to have more what's called baseload power, which is really natural gas, something that's always available that you can ramp up on cold days, ramp down when you need a little bit less. And then at some point, we got to talk more about nuclear. So, you know, we've got to get these prices down, and then we've got to get ahead of the curve here for this increased energy demand. And we have to do that quickly, because that's moving, and we've got a competition now with China. So we're kind of entering, if we haven't already, an AI revolution that's really going to fundamentally change the way we do business, the way we think, and the way we act, and that'll have a ripple effect across prices and really reliability. We don't want to go getting ourselves in a situation where we have blackouts or brownouts, because, you know, we can be frustrated by higher prices and have threats from higher prices. But if you don't have electricity at all, that's a whole nother level of issues. So I think that's what the president's looking at. And we're going to see a lot more action as secretaries get named and the cabinet gets filled out.
Well, and to that point, David, Doug Burgum confirmed as Secretary of the Interior, Lee Zeldin confirmed at the EPA. There's a lot of those pieces, folks who are going to have some influence on the energy sector and more here moving forward. So that's one piece. And then you throw in the tariff conversation as well. If we do see tariffs on, say, Canada, Mexico, other countries come to fruition here, what could be some of maybe the immediate impacts? I know you kind of mentioned some of the longer term stuff. I mean, could we see some immediate concerns for the energy sector if we do see tariffs?
You know, I think one of the unintended consequences of the tariff on Canadian imports is, you know, all our refineries, particularly in the Midwest, are really optimized for Canadian crude. And they've been developed and tweaked over the years, some of which were caused by, you know, federal requirements, you know, years ago. But all these refineries are really, you know, designed to refine into gasoline, diesel, aviation fuel, other products, you know, that Canadian crude. So that's a little bit of a something we got to watch out for, right? That could be an unintended consequence and could actually result in a little bit of higher prices and restrictions on the ability of these refineries to, you know, move product. So I think the administration is becoming more aware of that situation. And I think you've seen the president and others talk about the need for Canada to do more on immigration assistance, fentanyl traffic coming across the Canadian border, some other things that I think the president is trying to you know, position from a negotiation standpoint, you know, more assistance from the Canadian government, which I think we all can use, but the tariffs do raise a little bit of a concern for these unintended consequences, for sure.
As we are looking at the reshaping of some of America's energy policies here that you kind of mentioned, and the AI revolution piece, and just kind of reforming and reshaping things here, maybe talk about what this could mean down to the farm level, per se. Quieter time of year for farmers. You know, we got heating costs and things like that right now, but, you know, we get into spring, we're going to have planting. You know, diesel fuel costs will ramp back up for producers, et cetera. I mean, as some of this kind of shifts around, what could be some of the impacts at the farm and ranch level, David?
You know, good, great question. At the high level, really, and as I mentioned, you know, listen, we've been struggling across the whole economy, particularly in the farming sector and ranching sector, with, you know, higher prices and the inflationary pressure that creates, because, you know, higher prices at the farm level just means higher prices at the grocery store, right? So we're, you know, consumers everywhere are frustrated. So what can we do to relax permitting, to remove some of these bottlenecks at the refinery level, to get more pipelines built, get more transmission lines built, open up the Gulf of Mexico again, which has been under pretty much a ban under the Biden administration. Get more oil and natural gas developed onshore. You know, really, as the president says, leverage U.S. energy. So first, that's a concern. We've got to flip the switch, no pun intended, on getting prices heading in a positive direction to spur farming growth, economic growth, job creation. And then, as I said, with the AI revolution and this significant, I mean, really significant increase in the need for more electricity in the country, we need to make sure we have enough, you know, electrons getting to families and farms and communities, not only just basic demand needs, but then this expanded demand need to meet these really energy intensive AI data centers and AI related industries. And if we don't do that, then we're going to have a reliability problem. And when I say reliability problem, I mean, because of bad public policies, we have the potential to have blackouts. So you don't have any power. And in a cold day, you know, on the plains, that's not a good situation to be in. If you're in the upper northeast United States, that's not a good situation to be in. And if you're in, you know, South Texas or someplace like that in the middle of the summer, it's not a good place to be in. So we've got to get ahead of that. There have been some poor policy decisions at the state level, local level, and out of Washington in the last couple of years that we need to correct to ensure we have the infrastructure, we have the gigawatts of dispatchable, baseload, always available power, which really means natural gas, and eventually nuclear. That are here to power our farms and provide fuel for our equipment and just meet our basic needs at a reasonable price. So I think all that goes into it, and we're at a little bit of that crossroads where we've got to start acting quickly. And when you package all that up together and think about it that way, there is a little bit of an emergency. So the president's declaration of an emergency situation in energy is not wrong, and it's going to take the combined focus of the federal government plus state governments and a little bit of locals to fix this situation. And we cannot continue to have restrictive picking winners and losers energy policies like we've seen in, you know, California, New York State. The state of Virginia right now is going through their legislative process and you know, coming up with some really restrictive policies that will not be helpful for that state. So we've got a lot of decisions to be made quickly, and I think the president's exactly right to take the approach he's taken.
David, as we close out the segment here, final thoughts, anything you would mention, reiterate to folks here in the last 90 seconds?
You know, get involved. I mean, this network reaches far and wide. So, you know, this is our energy policy. We've got to take control of it. We've got to, you know, find ways to support this administration and their approach. state governors have a critical role in this. So making sure that it doesn't really matter if you're independent, Democrat, or Republican. Energy policy should be nonpartisan, and this should be something we get behind because we've all been frustrated the last couple of years with the inflation caused by energy prices. So let's take it back. Let's get smart about it. Let's not be partisan about it. And I think if we act quickly with some thought, we can ensure that we have affordable, reliable, resilient, and clean energy. We can have all those three things, all those four things at the same time.
David, really appreciate the perspective and the time here on the show today. We're going to have to get you back on the program again in the future, but we are up against the clock. David Holt, he is the president of the Consumer Energy Alliance. David, thanks so much, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Jesse, it was a pleasure. Thank you.
A lot of things to think about there, and I agree with David in his last point that energy policy should be bipartisan. It shouldn't be political. We need all the different resources that we can get our hands on to help with energy here across America. All right, coming up next, we're going to take a look at Ag News headlines to close out the show. Back with more on AOA right after this.
That spice is 10 out of 10, would recommend.
Hi, my name is Khadija, and a little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A Grilled Spicy Deluxe Sandwich is that spicy kick of the chicken. It's just the right amount of heat, and it gets me excited. And then, pro tip, add that cilantro lime sauce. It cools it down. If the sandwich is at 100, the cilantro lime takes it to 200. It makes me want to, like, tell all my friends and family.
Order a Chick-fil-A Grilled Spicy Deluxe Sandwich and a Diet Dr. Pepper on the Chick-fil-A app for a limited time. Real guests paid for their testimonial.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting rules for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Consult a doctor prior to use.
Looking to get doctor-prescribed medication like Ozempic or Wegovy? Zelty can help you get GLP-1 medications affordably, whether you have insurance and even if you don't. And 100% online. It's simple. Just text ACCEPT to 200-300 to get started. Zelty can help you get Ozempic, Wegovy, or Zepbound covered by your insurance company, so you pay as little as $0 for the medication if prescribed. No insurance? No problem. Zelty can ship semaglutide or tirzepatide, the active ingredients in Ozempic and Zepbound, for as little as $151 a month versus $1,000 plus for name brand medications. Either way, it's high quality medical care, weight loss coaching, and access to game changing medications, all 100% online with Zelty and affordable with or without insurance. So don't wait. Text ACCEPT to 200-300 to get started today on your weight loss journey with Zelty. Text now for a link to your exclusive offer. Text ACCEPT to 200-300. That's ACCEPT to 200-300. Text ACCEPT to 200-300.
Plastic has become a useful part of our everyday lives, but it's polluting the air, water, and soil that all life needs to survive. This is a human problem that can be solved with human action, but it's going to take all of us, from individuals to businesses to governments and everyone in between. Help create a cleaner future for both people and nature. Visit wwf.earth/plastics.
Hey, I'm your mountain bike. Been a minute since we hit the trail. Why not roll me over to Goodwill? Donating me helps Goodwill's mission to provide career training and support services right here in the community. And that keeps us all moving. Donate today. On your left. To find your nearest Goodwill locations and to learn more about our mission, please visit goodwill.org. Goodwill, where your things start new lives.
Sometimes life is wonderful, and sometimes it's not. Cherish the good, but always be prepared for life's challenges. At Private Healthcare, we provide the peace of mind you deserve. With Private Healthcare, you'll get the coverage you want and healthcare you need. If your employer doesn't supply healthcare coverage and you don't qualify for Medicare or Medicaid, you need to give us a call right now. Private Healthcare is private health insurance for ages 65 and under with medical, dental, vision, and even prescription coverage. When life comes at you unexpectedly, you need to be ready, and health insurance is your financial safety net. If you're looking for health coverage at the best price and your annual household income is $35,000 or more, give us a call at 800-760-9937. That's 800-760-9937. 800-760-9937.
When news happens in agriculture or when the markets are moving, we've got you covered as your trusted voice in agriculture. The team at the American Ag Network has the knowledge and experience to keep you informed on the issues impacting farmers and ranchers. We've got you covered on air, online, and on demand. Find the American Ag Network on your favorite social media platforms and also follow the American Ag Today podcast wherever you get your podcasts. We are the American Ag Network.
Make sure to subscribe to the Market Talk YouTube channel. You can watch our latest interviews with top market analysts in the country, find bonus content, and much more. It's easy. Just go to youtube.com/@MarketTalkAg and hit the subscribe button. Or you can search for Market Talk Ag on YouTube.
Get the latest bonus interviews, exclusive content, and more with the American Ag Today podcast. Just search for American Ag Today and give us a follow wherever you get your podcasts.
Farm Rescue and Giving Hearts Day are a match made in heaven. This year, on Farm Rescue's 20th anniversary, some of our greatest supporters have blessed us by offering up to $500,000 to match donations made to Farm Rescue for Giving Hearts Day. Giving is open now through February 13th, and we invite you to make these blessings count with a gift to Farm Rescue today at givingheartsday.org.
Informing America's farmers and ranchers, AOA. Now back to Jesse Allen.
And welcome back to AOA as we take a look at news headlines here on the program. Well, first up, a Texas representative has introduced legislation that would repeal the 45Z tax credit. American Ag Network and farm correspondent Corinne LaRue has been tracking this story, and she has more for us in this report.
Representative Beth Van Dyne of Texas has introduced a bill seeking to repeal the Section 45Z Clean Fuel Production Credit. This tax credit, established under the Inflation Reduction Act, was designed to support the production of low-carbon transportation fuels. It applies to a range of bio-based and renewable fuels, including sustainable aviation fuel, renewable diesel, ethanol, renewable natural gas, and biodiesel, as long as they meet life cycle greenhouse gas reduction standards. To qualify, these fuels must be produced in the U.S. and adhere to the carbon dioxide equivalent limits set by the GREET model. The U.S. Department of Treasury released initial guidance on Section 45Z on January 10th. Van Dyne's bill, introduced on January 16th, would eliminate the tax credit as of December 31st, 2024. The legislation has been referred to the House Committee on Ways and Means. Reports suggest no other lawmakers have signed on as co-sponsors at this time. I'm Corinne LaRue.
And thanks, Corinne, for that report. Well, the Center for Dairy Research at the University of Wisconsin continues to keep an eye on bird flu infections in dairy cattle. CDR Director John Lucy says a laboratory on campus has spent a lot of time studying the virus.
We have worked closely with our vet school, and we have an influenza research lab too, and they took a look at the milk coming from these cows and figured out pretty quickly that pasteurization inactivates this virus. So that was a big question at the very start. If there's a lot of virus from infected cows in this milk, is it going to be inactivated by the current temperatures we use? So we've worked with them to kind of figure that out and give advice to the industry and FDA to really know that we need to use pasteurization to inactivate, not just for pathogens, which is historically what we've done, for our salmonella, listeria, etc., that we're worried about for food poisoning. But this is about, is the virus going to be inactivated? So that's a big topic and relief, I think, for the industry.
Now, there are packages of cheese sold with raw on the label, and Lucy says the product might not actually be 100% raw.
There's a couple of important details for the public to understand. Something will be labeled or considered raw by the FDA for cheese purposes, even though it might have a heat treatment that's pretty significant. But if it doesn't reach the number or the level that FDA considers pasteurization, everything below that number is completely raw from their perspective. So, for example, something could be 5 degrees Fahrenheit less than the critical temperature, and the FDA would still consider that raw. It's either pasteurized or it's raw. There are only two definitions for them.
So far, the virus is easy to control with heat.
It seems like this virus, this bird flu virus, this influenza virus, is pretty easy to inactivate by heat treatment. So I'm pretty hopeful that all of these raw or heat-treated cheeses, milks used for cheeses, would be inactivated by the treatment they're using it.
Once again, that's John Lucey with the Center for Dairy Research at the University of Wisconsin. Well, USDA's Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service is watching the screwworm situation in southern Mexico. Dr. Burke Healy, Senior Leader for Policy and Operations with the APHIS Veterinary Service, says the situation is improving.
We have worked with Mexico to come up with a new protocol to allow us to begin importation of cattle out of Mexico. While Mexico's situation with the screwworm is contained into the Yucatan region of southern Mexico, this policy will allow us to continue to have cattle trade, even if that fly should move farther north. So we're happy about that. And we've done some inspections and expect that we'll be able to start moving cattle in the next few weeks.
He talks about where the situation is at currently.
We've done inspections of those new facilities that were required to be put in place due to the new protocol. Those are in a process of getting their legal documentation signed off on. That's going to occur this week and into next week, and then they'll be able to begin to accept cattle, primarily in the two ports in Sonora and at least one, possibly two ports in Chihuahua. The states that are in the southern part of Texas where we have ports, those right now we're going to continue to keep them closed for the moment.
He says APHIS is taking steps to battle the screwworm.
So we are looking at trying to increase our fly production capacity. Our main technique to control the screwworm is through a sterile fly technique where we sterilize male flies, release them so that when they mate with a female who only mates once in her life, that she'll lay sterile eggs. We are at production capacity in the existing facility in Panama that USDA collaborates with. So we're bringing those flies out of Panama into Mexico and Guatemala and Nicaragua and trying to maintain a barrier. But we are going to need more fly production if this continues and to really get an eradication program. We're working with Mexico and Nicaragua to increase that production.
Once again, that's Dr. Burke Healy with APHIS. And as we close the book on the month of January, it was exceptionally dry and cold for many in the Midwest. Now, I know temperatures have moderated some this past week, and now we're looking at more cold air here for some areas to start February. But looking at the precipitation side, we've seen a few systems work through, but for the most part, a lot of areas have been dry. That includes Iowa. Justin Glisson, Iowa State climatologist, says that January was the second driest on record for the state.
Statewide average precipitation is about 13 hundredths of an inch. And for January, which is our climatologically driest month of the year, we expect just a little under an inch. So if you look at preliminary rankings going back 153 years, this is currently sitting at the second driest January on record, with the driest back in 1981. So with dry conditions, we've seen a vast lack of snowpack across the upper Midwest from Nebraska all the way over into northern Illinois and then farther north. So readings anywhere from 13 to 20 inches below average across Iowa. Really, again, with the storm track being south, has deprived us of moisture and snowpack.
And he says that lack of moisture means it will be more difficult for any future precipitation to soak into the soil before the ground thaws significantly.
And what that means is that colder air that we've seen has been able to infiltrate a little deeper. Snowpack acts as an insulator, like a blanket on the surface, so it doesn't allow the frost depth to get as deep with a lack of snowpack. So if you're looking at frost depths across the state, last week and the week before, they were anywhere from 6 to 12 inches. Now they're about 12 to 18 inches. So the frost depth is getting deeper. So any, let's say, rainfall on top of that frozen ground, we're not going to see that infiltrate in. You'll get more runoff. If we do get a snowpack in February, and it's looking like we're going to transition to a more active storm track, it'll take longer for the frost depth to actually come out of the soil profile. So we would like to see better infiltration of melting snowpack with a deeper frost level that doesn't allow the moisture to get very deep unless we warm up pretty fast.
Once again, that's Iowa State climatologist Justin Glisson. We're out of time on AOA. On our next program, we'll hear from Darren Newsom and John Baranek. We'll also talk with Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley. For now, thanks for joining us on AOA. I'm Jesse Allen. Have a great rest of your day.
We'll be right back.
Are you heading to NCBA in San Antonio? On Wednesday, February 5th, stop by Novo Nessus Booth 2251 for some exciting live radio. AOA will be broadcasting live from 9 to 10 a.m. We will be highlighting how research-proven probiotics support the normal development and productivity of cattle, as well as more about world-leading biosolutions from Novo Nessus, formerly Christian Hansen. Also on Thursday at 11:30 in the Learning Lounge, I will be hosting a Novo Nessus panel. We'll see you in San Antonio. Farm and Ranch Media is your go-to source for the latest news of agriculture, market information, ag weather, and much more. With the American Ag Network, Agriculture of America, AOA, and Market Talk, we keep you informed on the news and issues that matter for your operation. Agriculture is a busy job, and it requires you to constantly be on the go. That's why we'll keep you farm informed with the American Ag Network, AOA, and Market Talk.
Extreme weather and climate disasters have sadly become a reoccurring part of our lives. But while 83% of pet owners live in disaster-prone areas, less than half have a disaster plan in place. Even worse, these...
Progressive knows finding your new home was a dream come true. You wanted a walk-up with central air and a skylight, and you found it. Now, every Friday night, you get to fall asleep to the sound of... your downstairs neighbors' dance parties. Progressive can't save you from your noisy neighbors, but we can save you money when you bundle your home and auto with us. Get a quote at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds, which could be life-changing. I mean, you could put that money towards that zero-turn lawnmower you've always wanted. And after using its head-shaping technology to meticulously sculpt the face of the Mona Lisa into your grass, you'll become the undisputed king of Saturday morning lawn care, leaving your neighbor and sworn enemy Gary to question his place in the delicate neighborhood ecosystem. And it's all because you could save money switching at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates not available in all states.
Real Country 1430 AM Stereo. WRDN. Durand, Downsville, Pepin. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franz. And tariffs set to begin tomorrow on goods from China, Canada, and Mexico. ABC's Dave Packer has more on what it could mean for your wallet.
The Trump administration plans to impose 25% tariffs on all imports from Canada and Mexico.